Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. How are you doing? I know I'm asking you from here, and I know you can't really respond to me, but when I ask you, you could respond to yourself. And tell yourself, how am I doing? I'm sorry, ask yourself, how am I doing? And give yourself the answer. And that is exactly how you're doing. That is exactly how you're doing. And then you decide you want to go ahead, how much do you need to go ahead, things like that. Talking about good fortune. If you recall, I spoke a lot about going to forests and seeing elephants and deers. And other wildlife, I spoke about it before. And for many years, I haven't gone to the local park where I live in the city that I live in. After many years, I happened to go there on the request of somebody. And we went there and a huge number of elephants. Huge. Like they're just standing. It's a safari, so you drive through, correct? And they're just standing there, a huge number, doing their thing, eating, looking out at all of us. Oh my God. And it's as if the law of attraction increased the population of elephants, because I have been noticing them, but I've been noticing them in the state that I normally go to. It's Tamil Nadu and in India, and there are forests, and we drive through natural environment. They are not safaris, they are real forests. And these guys hang around the elephants, or they take a walk, because you'll be going around a hill in, with the hill that is in these forests, and they'll be walking down the hill. And then suddenly all the cars will make a U-turn as fast as they can. It's a very narrow hill, but they'll try. And then we'll start going down again, seeing this huge animal walking towards us. And so we'll somehow furtively turn around and go downhill again. Nobody wants to be caught with an elephant, right? On a narrow road on a hill. So some of the adventures. But then here in this park where I live, and we haven't been there for a bit, a sudden boom of elephants. Huge number. And I mean huge. And they're all standing there looking at us because we're passing by, of course. And it was so cute because this baby elephant, like really, really small elephant, was trying to get under the fence. So he put half of his body, like maybe 40%, until he reached the fattest part of his body. And then he couldn't anymore. So he's trying to get under the fence and escape. Maybe it was fun because they were all smiling, they were all happy. Elephants look like they're smiling, right? And this little guy was trying that, and his parents were standing there supervising him. And fences are not electrified or whatever, right? They're normal fences with huge gaps in between. So the first fence from the ground, it's just a wire. And it wasn't a barbed wire, it was an ordinary wire. So the elephant was trying to get through. And he's so chubby. He's a baby. I mean, he's a small elephant, but he's still chubby because elephants are chubby. And he couldn't manage and he kept trying. So it was more of a game for him because the other elephants, I mean, there was an open part of the fence a few feet away, wide enough for a huge elephant to walk through. So it wasn't that, they were completely jailed and he was trying to escape. But So a few feet away, a huge opening. The gate was open. The elephants, huge elephants, can just walk through it. They preferred standing there. They were getting fed. But this little one was trying his luck. You know, he was just trying to see if he could fit underneath. Now, to watch that, to actually see it with my baby blue eyes, which is actually baby black, to see it was amazing. It's just, how do you say, how do you express how a person feels when you see a plump little baby elephant trying to push from under the fence and trying to see if he can get out? And so playful of him, correct? This is not actually an escape, because like I said, a few feet away, the gate was open. Those guys could have walked in and walked out, but they preferred to be on that side and looking at us and all of this happening. And they were being fed with some lentil balls, like balls, huge balls, like each one could be a foot or half a foot in diameter, circumference, whatever. So they were being fed, and they add a lot of things to that, and then they make a ball right there, and then they give it to the elephant, and the elephant is chewing on it. He doesn't swallow it whole. He works on it. So this was a great sight to see. Oh, the law of attraction is working over here. Whatever I liked, where I used to travel and watch these, look at these elephants, it just increased in number here, where I live. Where I live. And then the person, remember, we went there because it was a request of somebody. It was somebody who lives down south in my state, where I'm supposed to originally be from, Tamil Nadu. Well, he wanted to come here and see actual lions and tigers, because where he is, he's too chicken to go into the forest there. So he wanted to see it, but in a controlled environment. So it was a special request. And we said, okay. So we brought him over and we treated him to all of this. And guess what? And this is as per the driver of the van, the AC van that took us. He said that all of these animals, literally that particular day, were hanging out on the road that the van was traveling. And he said it never happens, that they're busy hanging out. So they're basically walking in front of the van, or, you know, in that particular area. And so he ended up seeing all the animals that he wanted to see, the lions and the tigers and the leopards and the wild cows and huge number of deers. I've never seen so many deers and baby deers. Huge, thick population of all of these guys. And bears. Bears walking in front of the van in front of us. Like they were not sleeping somewhere, but they were busy walking. And the driver of the van said, "This never happened. We've never seen this happen." So it was almost as if all the animals cooperated that day to give this person that we brought all the way from Tamil Nadu just to see this, because this was his wish. And it got fulfilled. And of course, he's got a camera full of stuff now. And to see that all of these animals put on a show for us, this is probably the best show we've ever seen. Lions walking in front of us, leopards hanging out, female lions. And then the white tiger also, along with the normal ones, the orange ones, they're all hanging out, you know, walking around and easy access, and so many of them. And what happened? Like, so many animals showing us a good time. And this is as per the safari driver. He says, "This never happens. This never happens," according to him. And he's been working there for a very, very long time. So, first of all, law of attraction, what does it have to do here? One, we used to visit down, and not used to, we'll still continue going down there. And it's almost as if what we saw there got duplicated here, but in huge numbers. Huge numbers. And then on top of that, the animals knowing that even the lions and tigers, and they're all very cooperative, putting on a great show for us, leopards, and they all seemed to know that this person that we brought wanted to see them. And obviously, you know, we also wanted to see them. So they all seemed to know that. And they just came out and gave us such a good time. And wow, that is, first of all, the law of attraction working. It is good fortune working. And it's a lot of cooperation from a lot of levels of a lot of beings, whether in the form of a regular animal or whether in the form of a human. Everybody cooperated so well and put on this great show for us. And we just completely enjoyed ourselves, which reminds me another indication of good fortune. I remember back in 2013 or 2014, I was here in India, and it was election time at that point. And the prime minister who got elected then, huge, huge number of votes because of a huge amount of energy which I felt in the air. I could feel it. I could feel it. And I was actually feeling the energy. It was so thick. And it was so vigorous because, okay, let me explain about energy. If energy is thin and light, and there is only a little flowing in the air, literally, and we are not mixing up air with energy. Air is air and energy is energy. And of course, it's still the energy is contained in the same space that the air is contained in. Okay, so it wasn't like it's windy and hence, you know, a lot of air. No, it's energy. And I could feel it, huge amount of energy. And that day, there was a huge increase in my business also. So it looks like my energy was connected to the energy of the business, okay, was connected to the energy of the election. And everything worked together, and obviously they won. They won. This was back in 2013 and 14, and I felt the energy in the air. It was palpable. It was palpable. And then I remember 2016? I don't know, when Trump got elected for the first time as president. I remember, and this was a non-political move from my side because I was, you know, I'm really not thinking about politics in America. But I appreciated him because of, you know, we went to the Trump casino, was it Taj or something, back in the East Coast. And then the Trump building in Las Vegas. And I remember going to the Trump building there and talking to those people and giving my book, Joyful Manifestation. And I said, please give it to Mr. Trump. And it was just a non-political move on my side. It was just out of pure friendliness, I think, and goodwill. And I gave it, and he won. And so what is this? These are all coincidences. No, there are waves of energy that happen. Is it triggered by us, or is it because it's in my reality that it's happening, and because of that, I view it in my reality, and then it's a part of other people's reality? It really doesn't matter, but this is what I have seen, and this is what has happened in the past. And so when we are connected to joyful manifestation energy, and we are carriers of that energy, and we kind of support something, or we like it or something like that, then that can happen for us if we have goodwill and if we are coming from a good place. And so all of these things were non-political moves. It's just that at that point, I like this, or I like that, or I like this, or I like that. And then in my energy, certain things happen. And so these are things. And then when you go look at the animals and the trees, when we appreciate a lot of nature, when we keep seeking nature, nature duplicates itself. Wherever we go, it's almost like nature follows us, or these animals, they just get manifested out of nowhere because we like it, because we love it. So we come from the space of love, we like it, we love it. And then good fortune is flowing if we are carriers of that good fortune. And then good things start to happen for us or around us as per our likes. And to see all of these things happen, the animals coming right in front of us and walking in front of this van. Every breed, no, let me say this. I don't even know what word to use, but every type of animal over there, two or more of them. And of course, there were others, they were standing around. But two or more of each type of animal tried to, or was walking towards us, or tried to cross the path of the van, or hang around there and try to show us how beautiful it is. And it's maybe the love that they feel from us for them. It's maybe the love that they feel that, oh, it's probably that love vibration, the vibration of love, which is what they say, correct? If you love God, he loves you back. Oh, I wanted to tell you one more thing talking about God. And remember, this is God as per your culture, whatever you believe in. So this is what happened. There is this particular God that we visit when we go to our state, Tamil Nadu. And he's there everywhere in that particular city. And we always go there to see him because, wow, we got introduced to him and then we see him and then we acknowledge him and we go pray or whatever it is. And then where we live in the city that we live in, he's not there. He's not there anywhere around us. Nowhere. Then suddenly, out of the blue, a brand new temple next to the place that we live, the home that we have. A brand new temple housing this God got manifested suddenly. We didn't even know it was being built. And it's right next door, literally, to us. And this God now is in this temple. And this temple just got manifested overnight. I don't even know what happened. Maybe there is a time lapse there or something, and something happened that we suddenly noticed. There's a temple with this particular God, and he's right next to our building. And again, this is non-religious. You can replace this with any God that you like and that you prefer. But this is the experience that I had. And these are things that just manifest because of our desire, because of the happiness, because of our joy, because of our goodwill, and because of the good intentions that we have. And something that we didn't see before, like a day before, is suddenly standing there fully built, a whole temple. And it's not a small one. It's a good sized temple with the whole, nine yards, with everything that a temple needs. And that temple is standing there suddenly, and we didn't even know it. So what is this? How did that even happen? They do say that something comes out of nothing. I mean, normally they say nothing comes out of nothing, but here, something just suddenly came and manifested out of nothing. Just because I have a habit of going there, seeing it, worshiping there, loving him, the God, that particular God. I love many gods, but this is the really very strong guardian God. He's a very strong guardian God, correct? And he's now located right next to our home here. He has a temple there, and he's supposed to guard the whole place around him. The whole place around. And then, what else? Okay, so we were traveling, and there is this huge, huge statue of Christ, Jesus Christ. And I mean, this is real Jesus Christ. I'm not talking of a manifestation of a god or of our local gods, but we're talking of Jesus Christ. Huge, huge statue. And when we see him, when we see the statue, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, five stories, six stories high, correct? Standing out there in the open, hands open, blessing. And when we see him, and this is where I'm saying religions are connected, because when we see him, and this just happened. We saw him, And after we saw him, because we noticed him, right? Because he's in the front and he is standing at the side of a major highway. So, because it's so huge, and we've seen him before, and I always, say hi to him. Well, when I saw him, then what happened is our own God, 6 stories or 7 stories high, I see that behind him, located a few hundred feet away. So, why is it that people think that if you like this, you can't like that? Or if you like that, you can't like this? No, I noticed Jesus Christ. And because I noticed Jesus Christ, because he was standing there right at the edge of the highway, correct? Because I saw him, then as I drove just a few feet, I saw the other God, who is our God, right? Standing many hundred feet away. He's 6 to 7 stories high. So when we enter our city, there's a huge Jesus Christ statue standing on top of a. Now, he's not. This statue is on top of a building, putting his hands out, blessing. And it's always. He's always blessing in the direction of the state Tamil Nadu. So he's blessing the people. His hands are outstretched towards Tamil Nadu. And when we go to Tamil Nadu and when we are coming back, he's blessing us. And then we are entering the city. So these are the things which I particularly notice, which I particularly am aligned to. And then I attract more of the same. I attract things which are in that line of energy. And you do know that, okay, let's think of God as a certain line of energy. A certain line of energy. Each God having his or her own vibration, correct? So it's a certain line of energy. And then there are other things which have different energies. So something which is really negative, like a very, very bad movie, has a very dark energy, frequency. So a God has a different frequency, and something else which is terrifying, like a horror movie, right? Has another frequency. Now, in God frequency, some other things happen. Certain things aligned with that God. And then in this energy, the lower dark frequency energy, in which horror movies and such things exist, including reptiles. And I've told you about the reptilians, right? So if you haven't heard about it, you can go back to a past show and I've told you about that. They exist in this lower dark energy. And then, obviously, deers and cows and elephants. Beautiful creatures, baby elephants, correct? They do not exist in this low dark energy. In this low dark energy, even lions and tigers do not exist in that. They have their own energy frequency, which is different from the elephants and the deers. But lions and tigers and such like have their own energy line, but this really low, very low vibration that the reptilians exist in that energy, and then other horrible things that we don't even want to talk about because many of us avoid that. The dark alleys and all. It's kind of around that particular place. So when you're in God energy, and just because you're seeking God, once you started the work of seeking God, then God seeks you. We know that part now. We've spoken about it before. But once you succeed in getting into God energy, then whatever exists in the realm of God, in God's reality, now becomes accessible to you. You have access to that. like a gate just opened to Aladdin's cave. They had to say a certain mantra, remember, when you certain words are uttered for Aladdin to enter that cave in which all of this gold and stuff exists, something like that. So a certain world that is connected to God energy starts to open up. And then we enter that reality. And that is why the show is there. It's to get everybody into that reality of God. And not God in a religious way, where everybody's fighting, but God in a good way. God in a great way. God in a nice way. And everything that God would represent. And then if you go to some other reality, for example, if somebody watches a lot of horror movies, what happens is that they get tuned to that frequency, and it is not a God frequency. So they get tuned to that, and they start to watch for that, and things in that energy starts to happen. Other things that are aligned to that particular energy frequency. So here on one extreme we have the God frequency, and then on this other extent we have this other dark frequency. And the joyful manifestation show and the good fortune show are connected to God frequency. They're connected to God frequency, and that is a frequency that we try to keep it in, because there are other forces that try to interfere, correct? But we still endeavor to keep it in God frequency and have that energy delivered to you, or at least educate you about that. That the more you get into the God frequency, and I know there are many YouTube channels now which are saying, oh, this is a God frequency, and if you listen to this, you're going to be in God frequency. But trust me, yes, that's a start. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to dispute them because, how do I know, correct? But what I'm saying is more work has to be put into actually getting to that God frequency so that you have access to that energy frequency that is in that higher level. Because if somebody is watching a God frequency YouTube and then goes back and watches a couple of horror movies or, movies where everybody's fighting and this is happening and that is happening, they're disturbing their frequency, correct? They're not constantly endeavoring to be in God frequency, because being in God frequency is a journey. It's a journey and it is a goal all in itself. So being in God frequency is the goal, because once you're in God frequency, you will get everything else. But it's also a journey to get into that frequency. And that is what everybody should be endeavoring or should be trying to get into. Because while they're seeking God, if they're also playing around with other negative frequencies, the other negative frequencies are going to keep impacting or affecting this God frequency, the entry into that frequency, and staying in that frequency continuously. And that is really the job or the work that is cut out for a particular person. But once that happens, wow, it's amazing to see beauty multiplied around you again and again and again. It is amazing to see goodness happen again and again and again. And this is not about getting into God frequency and using him as an excuse to, trash other people. That's not what God frequency is about. It's not about punishing everybody else. Oh, I'm in God frequency and I'm going to use God to punish everybody else. That's not it, because that is still including negativity. That is still including negativity. That is why a lot of, people who say that, oh my God, I found Jesus, or I found this God, or I found that God, but they're still kind of behaving weird. Well, they use the name of God, correct, to engage in negativity. And that's what they're doing. So how is that really pure God frequency? And then they're like, oh, this negative thing is happening, and that is happening, and this is happening. Well, they're not really in God frequency because they're using God to be negative, or they're going to God and then coming back and living a weird life. And so that doesn't maintain the vibration of God. That doesn't maintain the vibration of God. Because God frequency, it's not about God himself or herself or itself. It's not about himself or herself or itself or God itself, but it's about what comes along with God. What comes along with God frequency is the goodness, the purity of mind, the kindness, but also abundance mindedness. Because if somebody says, I'm in God frequency, and remember, none of us are claiming that we're in that frequency. We are talking about the existence of those frequencies. And, of course, then we talk about our experiences. But what I'm saying is, if somebody wants to be in God frequency, it is not about God himself or herself, but it is about being in the energy of what God represents. And from the perspective of the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Vibration Show, we say God is abundance, God is prosperity, God is goodness, God is well-being, God is good. And experiencing the benefits of being in the particular energy. So if one says, oh, I'm in God energy, but then it's constantly talking about all the negative things that are happening in the world. And this is poor, and that is poor, and he is poor, and I am poor, cancel those words. That is not God energy. Because God does not intend for people to be poor, because God is abundance itself, because himself, herself, itself, because look at the planets, look at the stars, look at the moon, look at Earth and everything else, and any damage that has been done by humans. Any damage that has been done by humans, not God. And if you think of God as abundance and prosperity and goodness and wellness and everything that is great, then being in God energy means that. It doesn't mean in Mexico recently, it was it Poseidon? There's this God of the ocean statue. And I didn't read much about it, so excuse my ignorance. But the little that I read, this God of the ocean or the God of the seas, I think it was Poseidon. I'm not sure. Okay, so if it's not Poseidon, excuse me. But you can go look for that article. And it seems the locals over there, the local native, did not want that statue over there. And so they were talking about breaking it down, destroying it, because they believed in another God of the ocean. I mean, why do we have to be so narrow-minded, right? We could have this and we could have that too. I mean, you can't go around breaking a statue of a god and then think that it's not going to have implications just because he has the wrong title or the wrong name on it. Poseidon, I think it is Poseidon. So whatever the name is, okay, that particular god is believed in by many other people. And it's a name. It's a name. It doesn't actually change the God himself. It's just that that particular God is known in different areas of the world by different names, in different forms. That's it. He's still the God of the ocean. And so do out of what do you call it? Lack of tolerance to break it down, to destroy that statue. And I know they said, no, it's affecting the environment, it's affecting the ocean. Yeah, a statue of a god is affecting the ocean. Right. Like, there are not other many, many things, pollutant things that people are not doing. So what I'm trying to say is, so let's say somebody says, you know, I support this particular god, but I'm going to destroy this god. That person is not in god energy or god vibration. That person is still engaging in his own personal feud, whether at the level of one person or a group or, you know, a society, whatever it is. So the reason I'm explaining this is because to understand what God frequency really means makes a big difference. It is not the attachment to one particular, you know, idol or one particular god, and then, you know, damning every other god that exists. Because that is not God frequency. That is still the ego, or the negative ego, because, you know, ego can be positive too. The negative ego engaging in its own likes and dislikes, and then acting accordingly. And then, how is a person supposed to be in God frequency if this person is engaging in all of these other things that is happening? And like I said, if they were really seriously concerned about the pollution factor to the waters at that point, right, then you're supposed to very respectfully give that god another position somewhere else. You're supposed to transport that god to another place. Or maybe build another structure there which is safe environmentally, and then place the statue on top of that structure. There are many solutions to this than breaking down something that is supposed to represent the god of the ocean. And again, like I said, I haven't read in detail, but I did read a few words about this. And so I could be wrong about the name and certain, you know, facts, and other people can go read it up. But if there is an environmental factor involved, you're supposed to transport that god without breaking him down, without breaking that statue, to another place, very respectfully, and then do whatever is required to give a foundation for that god over there. But that is really what should be done. And when a person starts to engage himself in all of this in a good way, you know, then what happens? He becomes a part of the supporter of these gods. He's not using God in a negative way, but then is actually in the correct God frequency and continues to remain in it. And then enjoys the benefits of being in that particular frequency line. And so that is what we're really saying here, is that all of these, everything in the world, everything in this universe has a certain vibration. A bottle of water, a bottle of water. Okay, see, my accent is changing, right? Because I'm Indian, grew up in India, and then lived donkey's years, so many years in America. So my accent changes. Well, a bottle of water could have different types of water in it. Very good water, extremely good water, not so good water, and below average water. So the frequency of the water itself is different. And so when in one particular element, the water element, there could be so many different frequencies. Why can't that happen for other things around the world? So everything that you see is a frequency vibrating. Every movie has a vibration. Every drama serial has a vibration. And have you watched Bold and the Beautiful? OMG. Oh my God. I used to watch it before, and now I just, you know, from time to time go to the Bold and Beautiful page, take a glance, and see what is happening with the characters. And everybody's sleeping with everybody. Everybody has had everybody's sister's husband, all kinds of permutations and combinations happening. Like they've breached all codes of conduct, like literally every single code of conduct or has been broken down. And now it really doesn't matter who's having a baby with who. And then you never know if that person's going to be with somebody else. And then this is happening and that is happening. And they're running a whole serial for years based on this particular line of energy. And so then there are a lot of people who get angry with it. And then some people are completely involved in the drama of it. So my thing is that it's okay to watch it. Please enjoy yourself. But always be about it. Means you're watching it, but you're not involved in it, and it's not affecting your nervous system, and you're not tuning into those realities because then it gets attracted as a reality in one's life, in Fictitious Jane's life. So if Fictitious Jane is watching Bold and Beautiful, but she is laughing at it, like, yo, what's happening? What's happening? Like, look, oh my God. And then if she's just watching it, like, just having fun, correct? This is so ridiculous. Or, okay, her dress is nice. Her hair is nice. You know, she's got a good figure. Oh, he looks great. I mean, this guy looks awesome. And, you know, they're looking at the beautiful things in Bold and Beautiful, like the fashion. I mean, to whatever extent that people accept it or not. But if they get involved in the drama and they're busy getting angry, or they're busy crying at it or believing in it and then actually engaging in it, but not from a higher level of observation, but actually getting into the drama and that, oh my God, it's so real. I feel like this and I feel like this. And why did he do this? And why did he do that? And once they start to engage in it fully, they're drawing that into their own life because it's a vibration. By virtue of engaging in it, it becomes real. It becomes real. And then what happens is that it starts to become reality for a person. So even while watching Bold and Beautiful or another serial like that, it's so important to, okay, to know, like, okay, I'm watching this because I like their dresses, though a lot of people don't like the dresses they wear. But still, I'm sure there's something good. I'm watching this because I like the dresses. I'm watching this because they look nice. They look great. Oh, this guy looks hot. This woman looks awesome, and her hair is great. And, I love her eyes, her lips, her shape is so nice. I wish I could find the lipstick that would make my lips look like hers. Or his lips are great, so awesome. Or I like how they went to this particular place and look at how this place is. I like how they work out and look so good. If somebody watches it like that, or if the serial itself is, and oh my God, this scene is so funny. How can somebody even be like that? Like, you know, the eye roll. Like, you're watching it from a place of humor, and you're not actually believing it. And I get angry when I see women behave like this. I get angry when I see men behave like this. Oh, how could Brooke do this? What kind of woman is Brooke? Like, why does she do this? Why does Rich do this? And why does Steffi do this and do that? And I'm so angry because this reminds me of a person in my life who did this and who did that. Then that becomes a reality that gets sucked in. That gets sucked in. Because there's a lot of things in Bold and Beautiful that one does not want in one's life. So on the first level, better to avoid the soap. On the second level, if one is watching it, watch it for the right reasons, to watch pretty faces, to watch handsome men, to watch great clothes. Again, I'm not trying to say they're pretty or they're handsome, but if somebody likes it, then if they watch it, then they're watching it for that. Or that they find it extremely funny. Just everybody acting like cartoons and doing all kinds of weird things that nobody ever wants in their life. And like, oh my God, I'm so happy that my life is not like this. And I feel so good that my life is so great and it is nothing like the serials that come out or like the movies that come out. So a very, very different perspective. And you know, all of this affects a person's vibration. Everything that we like, everything that we tune into, tuning mechanisms, tuning into, gets drawn in, whether we like it or not. So, any deep, strong emotion or feeling that goes out from us in response to something that we have seen, heard, smelled, tasted will draw back more of the same. We'll draw back more of the same because we're involved in this drama. Because we think it's real and it becomes reality. Now, if you like it, then sure. I mean, when I say like it, I mean, for example, Bold and Beautiful. Let's take it for serial Bold and Beautiful. I applaud their success. Don't get me wrong. I like their success. I like the fact that many of the stars are still acting in it and they're doing well. So those are the things that I look for personally. I'm like, oh, this Brooke. You know, she's this actress, she has been in the serial for so long, and that's amazing. That's a great career to have, you know, to be recognized and known and to be appreciated for years, whether we like her character, Brooke, or not in the serial itself. But the actress has done well personally. So, I mean, those are the things which I look at personally. And then, so when we are looking at something, and we like it, but we like it and we feel good about it, then that's fine. But if we like it because it's terrible and it makes us feel bad and we like feeling bad, then that's not fine. Then that's not fine. And this is where each person listening has to be their own supervisor, creating your own filters. And micromanaging or getting into the nitty-gritty of what it is that you're accepting into your reality and what it is that you can push out by virtue of monitoring whether you like it in a good way or you like it in a bad way. Just like if somebody likes a horror movie, oh, I like it. Oh my God, it makes me feel so scared. I feel scared when this happens. I feel scared when that happens. Okay, then why are you watching it? Do you like fear? Oh, you like fear. Well, the universe is going to give more fear, more reasons for fear, and it'll happen in reality. It's not just going to be that you went to the movie theater and you left your fear behind. All of that gets into a person's aura. The aura is recording energies. It's storing energy. Chakras are busy pulling it in. The aura is storing it for future manifestation. Whether the future is in a second or later, but it's storing. So when a person is his own filtering mechanism, or system, then you can continue to monitor what it is that you really like. For example, a scented candle, incense, sandalwood incense, jasmine incense, lavender bath products, mint itself, the leaves and mint infused products. Certain shampoos that have certain amazing fragrances. There's a particular shampoo that has a lot of mint in it, and I love it. And I love the tingly feeling it has on my scalp. So whenever I can get my hands on it, I love it. It feels really good. And so these are the likes that one likes liking. It makes us feel good. You know, that's why they have these aroma treatments, therapy, massages, all of these great things. And then as you fine-tune your filtering system, you become a connoisseur of these things. You know, I like the smell of this particular perfume. It's light, it's not heavy. I like the smell of the shampoo. I like the smell of this candle. I like the smell of this incense. I like the smell of this food. It smells great. I like looking at these sceneries. I like wearing these clothes. They feel really good on me. And the carpet that I spoke about the last time, so amazing, so light, so amazing. And so, knowing all of this, that we are creating our own good fortune, and depending on what we like in the like way, like I like it, like it. I like it, like it. I like or I love liking it. I like loving it. And if you take it to a relationship, then I like loving this guy. I like how it feels when I love this guy. I appreciate him. And it's not an angry love. It's a good love. I like how it feels when I'm around him. I like his scent. I like how the fragrance of him. And the same that a man can feel towards a woman. I like liking her. I like loving her. It feels good. I love liking her. I love loving her. It feels good. So, a big difference from the fiery, how they call angry love. Of course, even if it is that type of love, we can fix it. We can do something. So, feel, free to contact me or read Joyful Manifestation and get into good vibes because, that is what we want to create for you. And we are approaching the end of our show today. We will be meeting again for the Joyful Manifestation show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So until then, just work on your filtering mechanisms, your filtering system, and see whether you really like liking something and knowing what it is that you're allowing into your reality. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show today. And looking forward to meeting with all of you next week and wishing you a fantastic rest of the day.